Congratulations on your win today. Can you tell me if you have a favourite from the challenge that you got on Twitter regarding what you would like to do in India?
Well, you know, it's gonna be, like I said, it's going to be so hard to get around India. You know, I have, the country's too big, you know, to, for 2 days I'm going to see, you know, things. So I think this is more about getting a feel for the people, mostly, you know. That's also why I'm going there. And then hopefully one day I'll have a lot of time to travel India, because I think it's... It's fascinating, and obviously launching Twitter was just some fun games, you know, so it was unbelievably creative what came back, and I had a blast looking through them. I thought it was very fun.
Roger, you obviously, your results suggest that you're still utterly focused on your career, but you're making, you know, possibly plans looking at the longer term ahead in the future of your management company and stuff. I mean, for now, are you involved in that much, or are you... kind of sleeping parts?
No, I'm just a client, like Gregor and Del Pocho are as well, and it's something I wanted to keep separate for the time being, but then obviously I'm looking forward to, you know, maybe doing more things as we move along, but for the time being, you know, I really need to focus on my family, focus on my tennis. My has done such a great job over the years, you know, protecting me, and also staying in touch with all the partners and tournament directors over the years. It's been a great relationship, and looking forward to doing more things with them in the future.
Roger, Davis Cup final coming up. Do you think it's at all strange that it will be four men who live in Switzerland playing against Switzerland?
No, that's something you guys think up. For me, that has zero focus, quite honest, because they are French, truly French, and just because they choose David in Switzerland doesn't mean one thing.
Do you ever see him when you're there?
They're not there very often. They're traveling the world, so that's good.
Any more news?
Can I just get you to talk about the match today and how difficult it was out there for you? Were expecting such a tough match, and how did you turn it around?
I was expecting it to be difficult because it is the first round. Shardy has made it hard for me in the past, and you know, this is France after all. He's playing at home. He's already had a match before, so I thought it could be tough, and it was. Could have lost the first, could have won the second, but it went the other way. So I think as the match went longer, the better I actually started to play, created more opportunities. I think I served well, which was quite a surprise for me to serve this well early on in the tournament, but very pleased how I'm feeling, to be quite honest, because it was a long week again in Basel, but it's somewhat fresh, I must say, because the finals wasn't grueling, you know, physically in Basel, which I think was good for my first time.
You say you're feeling fresh, but I wonder, did at any stage you think of not playing here because of the busy end of the season?
I thought about it after Davis Cup semis, and then I was always going to double check after Shanghai, depending on how I played there. One of the ideas was not to play Paris and to go and play for a bit, maybe 5 days, but I didn't play after Shanghai, just so I had it done, and then after that once on Shanghai for me, it was clear that I was going to play everything I could, because I felt like there was always going to be a week between Paris and London, and 4 days between London and Davis Cup, and that's the case, I win everything, you know, so every match I lose, it's going to give me extra days off, which is anyway going to be a benefit at some stage of the end of the stretch.
And was the world number one ranking part of that thinking and playing?
Not after the US Open, really. That was an opportunity there, I thought, really, to be honest, because no, I played before me, but I didn't even think of the rankings then. I was just trying to win the US Open. It was disappointing, losing the semis there, but everything we had to wait until the Davis Cup was over to see how long was the season going to be, what service they were going to choose, etc. And then one only came into play to me, really, once I saved all those match points and I beat Novak, all of a sudden there was a talk, but then I knew I still had to win Shanghai, I knew I still had to win Basel, so I had my mind focused on that for anything else really, but so the number one hasn't really changed anything because I was always going to play in Paris regardless of, at that point.
Last English question. Okay.